Okay, and welcome back. Hour number two. Dean Henderson is with us tonight. I asked Dean if he'd come back before his regularly scheduled visit. He has a wonderful, wonderful view of the world. He is one of the wisest people that I've ever known. And I wanted to ask him the obvious questions, so I won't even ask them. I'll just say, hiya, Dean. How's it looking from South Dakota?
Probably just about as bad as it's looking from Oregon right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I have never, I was a history major, and I've never seen, of course, there was no technology back in the day, 100, 200 years ago, but I've never seen anything more outrageously obvious than the grotesque criminal federal felonies being committed by thousands of people who are manipulating this whole farce of an election. And I know damn well the world is laughing at us. They're just looking at, we've lost, this has damaged not just our process that we rely upon to arrange for our self-governance, but it's damaged our place in the world. We have been really smeared and defamed and slandered by this thing. It's not good. And it's, I don't know. The scars from this are going to be around for a long, long time. That's the way, I think it's that bad. It's that unprecedented. It's that huge. And we'll see. It may end up in the Supreme Court, and maybe Amy Barrett will come through and decertify the final six contested states and order new elections. Paper ballots, thumbprint to prove. Remember, we don't want to just call all ballots in to be counted. We want all legal ballots to be counted. Legal ballots. This crap about just printing them up and delivering them by pickup truck and all that, and illegal non-citizens. This is supposed to be an American political process. An American meaning a citizen. No matter who you are, where you come from, you can earn your citizenship here. That's the wonderful thing about this country. Go ahead, Dean. What do you think?
Well, you know, we've been talking for quite a while now, Jeff, about how they're just everything's out in the open now, you know, and how, I mean, guys like us are just about out of a job because all you got to do is go to the official websites and they'll just tell you straight up that, you know, we worship Satan and we're pedophiles and we're proud of it. And so this election is no different, you know. It's just like we're going to just do this right out in the open. We're going to drag this thing out. We're going to have all these new laws, I guess. I think in Pennsylvania, people have till the 8th to turn in their ballots.
And the signatures don't have to match, Dean. They don't need any matching, no matching signatures. Doesn't matter. They don't care.
Nevada, it's the 14th. I mean, so this whole, it's a spectacle, and it is a mockery, and it's part of the takedown of the United States of America by the crown. Right. You have to remember Pennsylvania is a commonwealth. It's one of four commonwealth states, along with Massachusetts, Kentucky, and Virginia. So that's interesting. So those laws in those states are a little bit closer
now
to
I get it.
British law. Yeah. So they always knew that Pennsylvania was the place where they were going to do this thing. And, of course, they had the Philly riots, you know, what, 2 weeks ago, latest, greatest, Black Lives Matter, George Soros, Crown operation.
Yeah.
And that was to just get a few more votes out for Biden. And, of course, the whole time you just could see the run-up to this thing and how, you know, every corporation in America, the National Football League, everybody, get out the vote, get out the vote. I mean, most years they want to suppress the vote, the poor people, and everybody they can. They don't want people to vote. But this time, all of a sudden, they want everybody to vote. Why? Because they want Biden. Biden's their boy. He's the Build Back Better guy. That comes straight from the, you know, language from the World Economic Forum. And that was on every yard sign of his. And so he's the New World Order guy. He's the fourth Industrial Revolution torchbearer. You know, he's the guy, and this was in, and that's why he could just sit down, do nothing, not campaign, because he knew that. He knew he was in. But the thing is, it's not that simple, and there's a lot of things going on. So Judge Alito has issued this order that all these ballots that came in after the 3rd now in Pennsylvania have to be segregated from those that came in on time. And secured, and that's a key word secured, so we can look at them. We had the people in Michigan. You probably heard there was a county in Michigan where the Michigan RNC chairwoman said this is normally a 70% Republican county, and they noticed the numbers are coming in really weird. And so they found out there was this glitch in the software, and they fixed the glitch, and 6,000 votes went from Biden back to Trump where they should have gone. And then it turns out 47 other counties in Michigan use the same software, and they haven't done that yet. And then it turns out that the same software company was being used in 30 other states. And then you have the whole, which was an article on your website today about this,
the hammer
software, and this whole thing with James Clapper and John Brennan, the same old, you know, Crown agent, senior executive services guys, who apparently commandeered this in 2009, and this is according to Dennis Montgomery, the CIA whistleblower, who came public in 2015, and he said this was used to rig elections. So I'm pretty sure this was part of the thing in Iowa where they used that software against Bernie in 2016, and pretty much knocked him out before he ever got started, because that did happen. That was a software company owned by Steven Spielberg. I can't remember the name of that company. I didn't catch the name of this Michigan company either, but Montgomery said this time around the states, he named the states they were going to rig, and he said it's Florida, Georgia, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona.
Bernie said that. Right?
Dennis Montgomery said that. Yeah, this is
well, Bernie supposedly said it too on the Jimmy Fallon show. Yes, he was on the Jimmy Fallon, that little creep. He was on his program, and he said Trump is going to go to bed thinking he's doing really well, but he's going to wake up, and he named the states, Michigan, Wisconsin. Four of them he named. And I went looking for that video as soon as somebody told me about it, and Google had 404'd it already from three locations. Gone. So Bernie was flapping his gums too early.
They didn't like it. So
It seems like they all knew. There was no big secret amongst them. They knew. It was right there. It's in our face. They're just grinding in our face. Here, the boot in the face forever. Remember? The boot in your face forever. 6,000 votes in 48 counties. Right? Mm-hmm. Is it 48? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, 48 because there was one and then 47 more. Yeah.
Do you know how many votes total that is, friends, that this software in that one state, Michigan, right? What was it, Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. In one state, one software glitch, again, and the software was used in all 48 counties, threw 6,000 votes per county to the creeper, which adds up to 288,000 votes illegally tossed to the creeper. Think about it.
Yeah. And that's
there's Michigan.
That's just Michigan, and that's just what we know. And this is how they're doing it. They've been doing this for a while. And it's all about the software. It started with Seth Rich, you know, way back with the CrowdStrike software.
He paid the price.
Paid the price. But the DNC has been working ever since then to develop this software. And they've been in bed with the CIA and the Crown. Of course, because that party's been totally hijacked by the intelligence agencies and by the Crown and by big tech and big bank and big everything. It's the corporate whore party now. It's not the working man's party anymore. It's just it's just the way it is. And so they're in cahoots with these guys, and everything now is predicted algorithms. And this is a selection process, not an election process. That's not to say that if people don't stick with it or do stick with it, that they couldn't turn it around. But I don't know. That's why I didn't vote, because I don't want to put my seal of approval on a fraud. And these elections are frauds. I mean,
well, that's an honorable way to approach it all. I concur with you. I do. Okay. Let's assume that Antifa and BLM, Color Revolution, internationally financed communists, we call them communists, I do, You don't have to. They're here to cause trouble. We know that. What would be the most incendiary thing you can imagine to ignite those interlopers into doing their dirt? Loot, rob, rape, burn, pillage, blood in the streets, real. The most, the biggest trigger mechanism I can come up with is for the Supreme Court to declare those six states, the results, all null and void, and to order a new election in each state, fully supervised by both parties and federal election officials. They would go crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's not, that doesn't go along with the takedown of America anymore. That changes the narrative. No. That flips the script. And this is all along with COVID and along with BLM and along with Antifa. This is all about the takedown of America by the Crown. They want to deindustrialize us. We've gotten to be too much competition for them. We're a little too uppity, and they don't like it. They did the same thing to Germany. They deindustrialized Germany when Germany
sure
became
did.
Competitive
yeah.
with the UK on different things. And this is what the British Empire has always done. They've always, you know, kept all their competitors sort of disabled, and they, you know, they attack them secretly, and they go behind their back, and they form secret alliances, this time with China. And this is where the nexus runs through Joe Biden. He's just an empty vessel. He's nothing. He's a corpse. He just, they drug him across the finish line.
He's a walking corpse.
Inside the Biden vessel is all the intelligence agencies, all the 1%, the Crown, the billionaires, the people that run the world, the people that sponsored COVID, the people that sponsored every war, that sponsored every genocide and famine in the history of this world. And that's who's inside Biden. So this is why it's, and it's always that way in the U.S. presidential elections lately. It's been that way for a long time, okay, but it's just the stakes are just higher this time because this is the takedown of America we're talking about. And he's the guy to do it because he'll do whatever he's told. And the medical tech dictatorship will tell him exactly what they want done. And it's serious. So, I mean, I'm hoping that people stay with it and keep fighting and that Trump will take it as far as he can. And, you know, it's good to see Alito come out and at least just do that.
Oh, I'm surprised. No, I was very happy about that. I wish Trump would start holding. You know what we need, Dean? Trump needs to start holding rallies again in all of these six states that have stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Rallies.
Yeah, there you go.
Every state.
Yeah. Every
bundle
state.
Up. Get your gloves on. Get out there. Get it. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he'll pull 40, 50, 60,000 per rally and just go state to state to state to state and hold up the results and hold up the con and have his attorneys and his spokespeople do it. This, he's got to go head to head with them. He's got to. If he doesn't, then he has been threatened and told to stand down.
Yeah,
otherwise,
his
ego, his narcissism, whatever you want to call it, will drive him to do exactly that. And I have seen stories where he is talking about rallies again. And this is what he must do and from Nevada all the way to North Carolina and up to Michigan, Wisconsin. He's got to do it. That's my view.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think you're right about the Supreme Court stepping in and recounting in those six states again, too. And, that would be the honorable
recount. Hell, I have no. I'd order new elections. I wouldn't recount.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust
New elections. Yeah, new elections, new ballots, everything. And you don't get one. You come
paper
in,
ballots, thumbprints,
come in and
everyone.
It. Yeah, all traceable, and then people need to be able to watch it. They were out, you know, people on the Trump side were not even allowed to view these ballots. We know that already in Pennsylvania. That's illegal. That's not even legal. And then, all this shenanigans of ballots being shipped into Detroit at 3 o'clock and Philly at 4 o'clock in the morning. And,
you know, even Dean, even Trump, anti-Trumpers, they cannot be happy with this. The world is seeing this.
But, I mean, how can you live with yourself and watch this go down? I mean, you got to put your stupid partisan goggles aside for a change and have a conscience. I mean, you can't sit there and watch this unravel before you, this total corruption, and be okay with it. And I don't like Trump. I wouldn't vote for Trump either. But, I mean, I'm just about justice, you know? and how about the Constitution?
It's about the Constitution. It's about the Republic. Absolutely.
This is high stakes right now. So you just can't have this happen. Hopefully there'll be some people from the other side that'll come forward and have the guts to just say, oh, this is wrong. You know, I voted for Biden, but this is wrong. There's already been some of that. You know, there's some people that were Democrat
poll watchers.
So, you know,
they've got to reject this as Americans. Yes.
As Americans, come together and just make it right. And, but we knew this was coming. We knew, and the reason they're making it a spectacle is it's just another form of torture by the crown, because they love torturing things and little animals and fuzzy animals and people, and just whoever they can torture, they torture. So the whole reason this is rolling out over days and days and days is the same reason for, you know, it's the same kind of psychological warfare that's involved with the COVID pandemic. And it's just designed to wear us down and just aggravate us and make us cynical. And that's why this is all a TV spectacle in front of everybody 24 hours a day on these phony CIA cable news channels.
Let's rewind and go back and look how they took care of John Kennedy. They executed him in broad daylight in the square. They didn't do that with Trump, but the results are intended to be the same. Bernie. And I want to thank Zach in L.A. for sending this. He found me a copy of this Jimmy Fallon thing with Bernie Sanders on it, predicting how Trump will react on election night. So I'm going to play this. I haven't heard it. And we're going to go right through this. And it may be that Bernie blew the whistle, in a way, on the Democrat or the Communist Party because of what they've done to him. For the last couple of times.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what he says.
Tonight, you're going to have a situation, I suspect, in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, other states, where they are going to be receiving huge amounts of mail-in ballots. And unlike states like Florida or Vermont, they're not being able, for bad reasons, to begin processing those ballots until, I don't know, election day, or maybe when the polls close. That means you're going to have states dealing with perhaps millions of mail-in ballots. Here is my worry. What polls show and what studies have shown is that for whatever reason, Democrats are more likely to use mail-in ballots. Republicans are more likely to walk into polling booths on election day. It is likely that the first votes that will be counted will be those people who came in on election day, which will be Republican. And here is the fear, and I hope everybody hears that. It could well be, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, nobody does, but it could well be that at 10 o'clock on election night, Trump is winning in Michigan, he's winning in Pennsylvania, he's winning in Wisconsin, and he gets on the television, he says, thank you, Americans, for reelecting me. It's all over. Have a good day. But then the next day and the day following, all of those mail-in ballots start getting counted, and it turns out that Biden has won those states.
All those mail-order ballots start getting delivered from the printers to be counted. That's what Bernie's not quite saying there.
That's a bad thing. Did you get that? For bad reasons, he said.
Yes.
That was interesting.
Yes, and also,
well, I'll tell you what the bad. Here's the thing: if you have ballots, if you count ballots before, you know, like as they come in, which is what you should do, which is what Florida did, and any sane state, any non-crooked, non-paid and bought for state would do, then you don't know. By the time you've counted those ballots and tallied them, you know what you have for mail-in ballots. And then you get your same day vote coming in. And the only reason to count them later is if there's corruption. And then you count them later because then you need to know how many you need, see? And so that tells you a lot.
You got it right.
Why are these states putting, that's all it is. Why can't you start counting those ballots as soon as you come in? Well, the answer is
they need
corruption,
to know how many
numbers.
They
need to know the numbers. And that's what they did in all these states. It's so obvious. They were just waiting to see how many numbers they needed. And then they just yeah, they defraud.
There's no other reason for them to have stopped the count, except to find out what the ratio was and what they would have to do to flip it.
Yeah, and that's what
sickening.
It stopped the count, too, exactly. It's just so obvious. Right? It's right out there in front of us. And it's not constitutional, because the Constitution says, you know, the states have the right to administer election, but they have to adhere to certain federal standards. And part of those federal standards would have to be counting those mail-in ballots, you know, as they come in. So there's not going to be this train wreck at the end like there is.
That's right.
There's not going to be the ballot.
That's right. Yeah.
That simple.
All right. Here's a little bit more of Bernie. Let's see. He's almost done here. But that's pretty interesting what he just said. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Bernie maybe might have known, huh?
Yeah.
Point Trump says, see, I told you the whole thing was fraudulent. I told you those mail-in ballots were crooked, and I got, you know, we're not going to leave office. So that is a worry that I and a lot of people have. So
okay, well, Trump was right about when he started warning about mail-in ballots. He was 100% right. How many stories have we seen of cases and cases and truckloads of ballots showing up at 3 and 4 a.m., and people inside, there have been a couple of whistleblowers already. You get 130,000 ballots coming in, and 137,000 ballots come in, 137 ballots all for Biden, none for Trump. Come on, people. All right, hold on a second. We'll be right back. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with Dean Henderson. There's so many things out there. I just can't even begin to approach it and make sense out of it all without taking cherry-picking the bigger, more outrageous stories that we have up there. And there are a lot of them being posted right now. This one, though, I want to go back to because it's really important. Dean mentioned it first. The GOP is claiming that the software in Michigan switched 6,000 GMP votes to Democrat votes in each of the 47 Michigan counties. That's 282,000 votes stolen just by that one technique and just in one state. Former Illinois Democrat Governor Blagojevich asked if he thinks the election was stolen. He said, is the Pope Catholic? The Democrat.
Yeah.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes alleges compromised election process, and he will support President Trump all the way. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, the second Pennsylvania whistleblower, now has come forward to claim that his postmaster ordered all late ballots to be picked up and separated and then backdated to 11/3. It just goes on and on. This is really the most obscenely obvious, egregiously blatant, despicable, false election I have ever seen or read about. Just nothing can compare to this. And we don't know all of it yet. We're just the first wave of reports.
It's nothing short of treason. And
attempted coup d'etat, total treason. There's a lot of people that should be in prison for the rest of their lives for this.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and it's the New World Order, and it's the crown, and it's the big one. And this is they're not going to, you know, they've been doing audacious moves lately. You know, it's creeping fascism for quite a while, and then all of a sudden it's like a cat and it just lunges at you, and that's what's going on with this COVID, and that's what's going on with this election. And they're probably, if Biden gets elected, there will be a dark winter, and there will be some sort of bio attack. Whitney Webb's already talking about, you know, how they're playing, they're gaming this bioterror attack, and it's going to be caused by, you know, white supremacists, of course, and of course these white supremacists, it'll be a CIA front group.
Oh, yes.
Like it always is.
We haven't seen the whole thing yet. No, right.
And if Biden gets in, and that's the thing, so if Biden gets in, it's a continual takedown of America. And if with Trump, you know, I'm not sure, but I just know that if Biden gets in, this is going to accelerate and this is going to get worse. I trust the people behind Trump. I trust the Trump supporters more than I trust Trump. But at least I know his supporters, I think, are genuine. And maybe they're fooled by QAnon, which I found out is probably a crown corporation called Kinetico, by the way.
Well, you got a name for it. I knew it was a fake, but you got a name for it. Interesting.
Kinetico. So people mm-hmm. check into that. And that's compliments mm-hmm. of the guys at Aim for Truth. Michael McKibben specifically came up with that nugget. And it's all about a dragnet to put you on a list and target list. And it's also about keeping you on the couch, of course, and letting you think, oh, yeah, QAnon will take care of it, you know. But
that was what Catherine Fitz pointed out, Dean. First, first person I heard to say it, maybe we said mm-hmm. it here, I don't remember, but she said mm-hmm. what QAnon did, even though he didn't have many hits, so to speak, he kept people mm-hmm. thinking that somebody else was mm-hmm. on the job and they didn't have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Just like I think, they go back and forth. So with Obama, it was like, okay, all you liberals can calm down. We got a black president. He's going to take care of things. And they did the same thing. They became, you know, probably lethargic. And look what happened to their party. You know, now it's nothing. There's nothing liberal about the Democratic Party. There's nothing liberal about stealing votes or stealing elections or
well
censoring
said.
Everybody on the
well
internet.
Said.
There's nothing liberal about
oh, there's another
about
story. Oh, that's not despicable, honestly. Come on, Twitter,
horrible.
Google, Facebook, just disgusting.
Iceberg, Icebook, these guys are just, but it's all an intelligence operation. And
always
it's all
has been.
And and it's with the technology, it's so much easier to mind control people, and that's what's going on. So it's hard to believe that even the amount, you know, even though we know they cheated like hell, it's still just hard to believe that many people would vote for this corpse, this just obvious tool. And but you know that's what
I don't
in the
find
media.
It. Like, I don't find it believable.
Thing, I mean,
no,
nobody reports
it's gone.
It. So
it's gone.
And then if you try to report it, you're banned from Twitter. You know, I mean, this is the world we live in. What do you expect is going to happen during this election? We knew what was going to happen. We knew it was going to be just exactly this. I mean, I think we knew. I knew, you knew, and here it is. And so in a dysfunctional society that's run by an oligarchy, a tech-based oligarchy, run from the City of London, deliberately designed to deindustrialize and destroy this democracy of America, deliberately designed to create chaos, pretty much being run out of the Tavistock Institute. I think the Democrat Party is pretty much the vessel through which the Tavistock Institute is operating right now. Because it's mm-hmm. all about, you know, it's always been about mind control. That's the mind control component of the crown.
Oh, and they're so far down the road on that. Oh, they know
so far
they know how to do it.
We're just scratching the surface here. And so you can do this. This is the only way you can pull this off is to have a big, powerful force behind it. And yet, you have to kind of admire the moxie of Americans, you know, and just that many people did vote for Trump, and that many people are talking about this still and anymore with the internet weapon that they created, but we've turned on them. You know, the minute they do something like the 6,000 votes, we're on it. We're on it. And so, okay, you want to track and trace us? Well, guess what? There's a new game in town. It's called We're Going to Track and Trace You, and we're going to follow your every move, and we're going to uncover every stone, and we're going to shine a giant spotlight on your ass until you go the fuck away.
Yeah. Amen to that. If Donald Trump does not, and again, I'm no big Trump fan. Nobody supported Trump any more, I don't think, than I did before the 2016 vote. And nobody held him more accountable than I did for breaking all those promises after the 2016 election. I mean, I just tell it like it is, and you do the same thing, and our listeners expect that. They're the same kind of people. We just tell it straight. Now, I'll say this. If Trump does not go down fighting with every bit of his energy, he has been told, don't.
Yep.
Don't do it. You want to see your son grow up? Don't do it. You concede now that you're done. It's over, and that's it. So if he does bail out and he does issue a concession speech, it's because he's been told. I'm not giving him, get out of jail free cards here. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen. This man's ego will force him to fight this at every step of the way from here on out. Now, that's not to forget that if it does go to the Supreme Court and he does win in the court, that the Antifa, Color Revolutionary Black Lives Matter people, won't go doubly berserk, which is what probably the controllers want to guarantee their civil war here.
Yeah.
So they can remember what Deagle.com has predicted since 2017, that the United States would have by 2025 only 99 million people left. Where are they going to go? They're going to be dead.
Right.
And England, Great Britain, instead of 78 million, they're going to be down to 14 million within 4 years.
I don't know if you heard, but Liverpool today, they started rolling in the troops into Liverpool, and they're going to do mandatory testing of everybody, every citizen in the city of Liverpool. So they're going all Aussie on us and this lockdown. And then they said they're going to spread that out to the other parts of England after that. So this is what Biden is there for. He's the medical mafia's guy. You know, he's the medical tech mafia's guy. He's going to do whatever the dictatorship tells him to do, because that's what he always does. He doesn't have an ideology. You know, these people that say, oh, Biden is the far left. No. Biden doesn't have an ideology. Biden is a corporate whore. He always has been. He grew up in Delaware. He was a credit card shill. He was selling credit cards for Citibank. I mean, look where he gives his speeches, Chase Plaza in Wilmington or whatever, Chase Center. J.P. Morgan Chase, as in.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a corporate whore. He always has been. He represents the neoliberal part of that bunch of crap as much as, you know, Bill Kristol represents the conservative part of that crap. And that, by the way, there's a thing called TIP, and it's Transitional Integrity Project.
Yeah.
And they've set this up. And this includes all the neocons and all the neoliberals working together. You know, people like Lindsey Graham, who, you know, just stuck his tail and ran away right away. And McConnell tucking his tail running away from it, right? And it's both parties are full of crooks. And it's so rare that we don't have that anymore. And the whole thing is, you know, but he's just the guy for the moment. Just like I'm convinced Trump was the guy for the last moment in 2016. They really had to get Trump in there because he was so unlikable of a personality that they could turn everybody on the left, into the fake left, basically, into this virtue signaling, into a tizzy. Forget about, you know, so they're carrying water for corporate economics, but then they want to have this cultural Marxist Maoist revolution. And everything's got to be PC, and everything's got to be black and brown and girly and transvestite, and, you know, but still the corporate agenda economically, right? And that's the key. And that's who Biden is. That's who Kamala Harris is. I mean, husband is a corporate lawyer for Silicon Valley. He's a white guy, by the way.
Mrs. Emhoff. I won't call her black. She's half Indian. That's not black. And the other half is her father, who clearly has white ancestry. If you look at his pictures, he's a Jamaican. So at the most, she could be 50% black, like Obama. But it's probably more like she's 25-30% black. If that.
Yeah.
She didn't even know that Tupac had been murdered 20 years ago. I mean, the woman just...
Right, but I wonder if she knows
useless.
It was the CIA that did it, you know? Yeah, he probably has friends. Anyway, no, it's just crooks hiding behind different veneers that they know will sell. It's all marketing. It always has been. They just know America's taken this kind of hard left economically, and the Democrats won't help them. And so what do they have to do? They have to throw up Bernie as a red herring and then steal it from him right at the end. Look how many votes he gets every time. That's how far left the country's gone economically. Economically, I'm not talking about the crazy stuff. I'm talking about real left. But then they throw out the fake left as this veneer, and that's Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And that's all Soros 1% funded. But why do they do it? Because they know that that's what appeals to people in America, and they'll trick them. And that's what they've done. And that's what they've done with Biden. Apparently, they've tricked enough people into somehow thinking that things are going to change. And it's not. It's just going to be more corporate control, more concentration of power, and eventually the total takedown of America by the crown.
He is not worthy of running for a school janitor's job. And thank God for that, because the parents of little girls there would never get any sleep.
Right.
The guy is just... Think about it. The sniffer.
He's a mobster. He's a mobster. Just like we said last time, he's a mobster. He's a gangster. Okay. And, that's who he is. And Delaware, by the way, Delaware, where he hangs out, was elected all these years. Think about Delaware. It's where every corporation in America is registered that wants to do shady dealings. So in a sense, it's like an offshore banking center for the city of London within America.
Point. Yeah.
That's Delaware. Yeah, they tried to do that to South Dakota under Janklow, but it's, but Delaware, in fact, I did one article, you might remember it. It was how Clinton and Trump actually had their blind trust in the same building in Wilmington. It was called.
Oh, that's right. That's funny.
Trust Center or something.
That's
right. They actually had, they shared the. So it's probably the same with Biden and Trump, right? But something about Trump, it's like the longer he's been in there, I think he's. I came in there and he was, I think he was compromised. And I think, he was just a reality TV guy and he just wanted attention because he's narcissistic.
But
I think
They owned him.
Yeah, they owned him. But I think over time he's developed a respect for the working people, actually, and the people that support him and show up to all these rallies. And I think he's really starting to go, wow, this is kind of amazing. And these people are pretty awesome. And maybe I should just like default on the Rothschild debt, stuff like that. Maybe.
Yeah.
So there has been a change, a palpable change, I think, in Trump in that respect.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing, Dean. I did.
Yeah.
About three months ago, I started to see, and when I see sound bites, I said, that's different. Is the guy's changed something? I'm not saying he's changed into a saint, but he's changed.
No. But he's changed and he's more real. And I think
he is more real.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's real, man. And so that's what they hate. And that's, there's a lot that they just can't handle. He's a loose cannon. I mean, it's just like Bernie. They couldn't allow Bernie. I mean, think about what happened when Bernie was in the lead in March. Well, COVID-19 happened. Quantum-19 happened. I mean, that's what happened. I mean, they pulled a big one out, and they just shut everything down, and nobody could campaign, and the media went after him, and Clyburn did his little black magic trick, and that was the end. And now, in retrospect, look how important that was to the Illuminati.
Very interesting.
Because they needed this moment. They needed this moment to happen. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't allow Bernie and Trump to go at it. There's no way, because those two guys are both unpredictable.
Right.
And
right.
They both got their faults, and they both got their upside.
They will not stand
not
for coincidence. They will not stand for anything that is not in the playbook.
No, they can't have any. No, they have to have total predictability, and that's what they have with Biden. And that's why you saw Wall Street all this week going up, 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 up. And there's this myth out there that somehow Wall Street wanted Trump again. But guess what? The numbers show different this week, and the numbers are what counts. And Wall Street went to the moon this week once they realized Biden was going to win it. So you know who the boy is. You know who their boy is this time. And it changes. You can't lock in.
Yeah.
You can't say, it's always a Democrat. No, the Republicans, they'll be corrupted again in the future sometime, and they'll have their George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. again. They just go back and forth, and they buy off both sides. Both of them are thoroughly bought off this time. Once in a while, you get a maverick slips through like Trump or Bernie, but usually you don't. And that's why we just have to get the money out of the politics. And that's got to be just hopefully this Amy Barrett and some of these people on the Supreme Court will start looking at this stuff again. Because when you allow that money to just gush into politics, I mean,
we don't need a year and a half campaign season. And we just proved it this time. We can do it fine in 90 days, right?
90
days.
Yeah.
That's all. We don't need a year and a half. Madison Avenue needs a year and a half, but we don't.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Exactly. And then instead of having public funding for elections, why not just make the corporate media run ads for free? And I mean,
absolutely.
You know how much money those corporations make every election season? Well, they don't have to make that much money because they get these really cheap licenses from the FCC every year, and they have low operating costs. They don't even send reporters into the field anymore. They just have these big magic boards behind them and all this glitz, and they don't even send people like the, you know.
Are they using green screen for reporters allegedly remote on location now? Are they putting them just green screened?
Less overhead. Oh, so, I mean, yeah, make them pay for the ads and just give free airtime. Not even pay for them. They have to pay anything. Just give a minute, free ad, twice a day, whatever. And we don't have to do any public funding, take money out of the treasury or anything. It's just that simple. But, you know, obviously the crown and the, and the entities don't want that because they want money to control politics. And they and then you're bought off. And that's what's happened to this whole country. People have gotten bought off at all different levels. You know, people at the polling stations that, that did the corruption on the ground, they got bought off. You know, people that trucked in the ballots, they got paid. I mean, it just corrupts. The more money is in the slosh around the system, the more corruption. Just that simple. So, yeah, we got a lot of work to do. But first things first is just Trump needs to take it to the mat and to the wall because these guys are doing the same. And this crown entity, this Nephilim crown, is hell-bent on going for broke right now. And they know that their time is short. They know that people are waking up. They know we're on their shit. They know we're shining a light on them. And they know that their time is short. And they are going 100% for broke, and to the point where they'll just do everything out in the open and arrogant. And but we see it, and we have to we have to draw the line. This is enough of this crap. You know, when you start doing coup d'etats in the United States of America openly like this, I mean, this is egregious. This cannot be tolerated.
I agree. We've sat for, what is it, 244 years now? I don't exactly know. But we've got this, the greatest document, admittedly. And this is not just one or two people. This is admitted by much of the world. The greatest document ever created is the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. Nobody has... A lot of Americans think, well, everybody's got a... No, they don't. We're the only one. We're the only country that has a First Amendment, which guarantees the right of free speech. Nobody has that. Americans don't know that.
They don't. And that's why the crown hates us so much. You know, go to New Zealand. Go to the national parks in New Zealand. You've heard how pristine and how beautiful New Zealand is, right? Well, go to those parks, and you'll see on those parks, every park has this big sign on it, and it says Crown Agency Land, Crown Holdings, Crown this, Crown that. They own everything. You can't have guns. You can't have speech. You can't have anything. We're not slaves. We're not. We're a free people. We're the only country that ever really got as free as we got. I mean, this world is a slave plantation. It's been that way for 8,000 years, and we got free, reasonably free. And now they're trying to unwind that and take us back under their thumb, just like it says in
Plantation Earth.
Will, last will and testament. And they're for real about it. And 9/11 was the trigger. And that got it started, this war on terror, which was really a war on us. And big data emerged, and it's all the crown, Serco, Kinetico, you name it. And if you know, if we allow this fraudulent election to happen, Biden will carry water for the crown all the way to his grave, and he'll probably be knighted after the fact. Prediction. But it's not good. Trump's guy, I just hope Trump's got it in him to just go to the balls of the wall on this thing.
I hope he does. I hope they don't shut him down. All they got to do is say, you want to see your son grow up? Stop. And he'll have to stop. So we'll know soon enough. We'll see what he does. Imagine, though, the joy in Beijing with the Chi-Coms. They're thinking that, that they got their boy. They own that bastard. And his indescribably evil son. They own them.
They've groomed them for quite a while, and they're elated over this stuff. You know, most people in the world, I think, are saddened, but Chinese are elated because
they're hooting.
They're hooting, and so So yeah, we just hope for the best.
And already they're already saying, Americans, do not sell Taiwan any more weapons. Because what did the Trump administration just do? They support the Taiwanese right to freedom. They've been there since 1948, something like that. I don't remember exactly. But we just sold them $1.5 billion worth of Harpoon missiles so they could protect themselves from fast amphibious ships bringing tens and then hundreds of thousands of Chinese soldiers across the Strait of Taiwan. The Chinese do not want those missiles delivered to Taiwan. So they're already once again now, after this November 3rd, 4th debacle, they're saying, no weapons to Taiwan. We don't want the Americans to sell any more weapons to the Taiwanese. Because they're planning an invasion. They want to finally take Taiwan. They're tired of waiting.
Biden's elected, he'll cancel that sale, I guarantee
it. He will. That's what they're after.
I guarantee it. Yeah,
that's why
exactly.
I brought that up. That's putting it out there. We want those sales canceled. And that's no joke. So anyhow, Dean, thank you for being here. Thanks for being who you are. And we always really lay out some good things, I think, for our listeners around the world. And there are many people around the world who do feel sorry for us, for this country, this nation, and our principles that used to be dominant. There might be a way to get it back. We'll have to see. But watch Trump carefully. If he doesn't pursue this, and you know he can, he will have been ordered not to. And I'm sorry to say it. But that's it.
Yeah,
Dean,
right on.
You be well.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me, Jeff. You take care of yourself, brother. And
always,
keep doing what
always,
you're doing.
Always great. Right. Thanks. Okay, right. Good night. Okay, we'll be right back with more. We're going to check in with Dr. Henry Nyman and get an update on the coronavirus. The statistics are going apparently right where he said they would. So we'll get the science aspect on that coming up next. Stay with us.